Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Congratulations. A lot of situational football work this week. Got paid off. It was a great job of coming through in the fourth quarter, all the way through, 60 minutes. Wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
It was better than what they had, and that's what really mattered.
I don't have any more. I don't know.
You know what I think we're ready for?
Dancing. Bikinis. Partying.
No.
You guys ready for the first Gronk Beach party ever?
We're going to be working on Dallas.
It's Gronk Beach, the big party! Oh, let's go crazy!
Think ready for Victory Monday.
Yeah! What are we doing?
Why hasn't the offense been able to find any rhythm or stride 10 games in?
Offensively, I've said we got to take advantage when we get opportunities in short fields, and we had a few of those yesterday and really didn't, and those are the ones that probably frustrate me the most.
Right now.
Anybody see my friend Antonio Brown?
On Sports Radio WEEI.
It's not surprising because you know what? He's a wonderful human being.
Who's that?
AB. Antonio Brown. He feels remorse.
Wonderful human being.
He feels remorse.
Oh my God.
He feels so bad.
Opinion of Antonio Brown so is changing right before our very eyes.
Christian, you know,
it's just in the body.
He had an outburst that one day and lashed
emotional
out at
outburst.
Mr. Kraft. And now suddenly he's come to, obviously, his senses, and he's a wonderful human being. He cares about America. He cares about human beings.
All right.
He cares about Kraft and Foxborough. And so he came out today and a little apology here. Mr. Kraft, I apologize sincerely to you and your organization. All I wanted to be was an asset to the organization. Sorry for the bad media and the drama.
And the this, and the that. That's where he stops.
I thank you sincerely, AB. Sincerely. Does anybody feel that same thing I feel? Hold on. Let me say it again. Sincerely.
Yeah. I would say that by the end of the day, we see another post that says, F you, Mr. Kraft, and that corrupt league you work for.
Yeah. Isn't it one of those things where...
By the end of the day. No? I mean,
No, you're right. Because you know, because
I wish he could leave it here.
He's
leave it here.
He's expecting a response. So, you know, he's not patient. He's completely irrational.
I don't think Kraft's on Instagram.
No, but they're okay. So I sent out the tweet. Okay, I sent out the Instagram post, and I said I'm sorry. I should at least receive a phone call or a text. Hey, saw that message. Thanks, buddy. I can see him refreshing his phone left and right. And to your point, oh really? It'll probably
by
30
the end
minutes,
of the day.
30
yes.
minutes feels like 5 days
yes.
to him.
By the end of the day, he's like no response. Well then, F you.
Oh yeah, screw you, you stupid Patriot.
You know
we lose every game.
I was lying. I ain't sorry.
Yeah.
Like,
and,
you know, it's just...
Yeah,
God.
Sincerely, my ass.
The AB was coming. Y'all got a threaten the lady out here.
But so maybe he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't do that.
Maybe he doesn't do
maybe
what?
He
go
doesn't,
nuts?
Maybe he doesn't lose it. Maybe he remains right. patient. Maybe
no,
this was, the, maybe this was something that needed to be done.
Are you
to kind of bring everybody together again.
Bring them back to the table, right? We're all going to hold hands.
Wait a minute, you guys
so
are
he's had his meeting with the NFL. Maybe he feels good about his meeting with the NFL.
What do you think?
And maybe he feels... Okay, maybe that's the last thing I needed to do was to apologize.
Really?
And now they can really have an honest-to-God conversation
yes,
about bringing
I
him
apologize
back.
To you publicly.
So isn't it fair to say that if you look at the history of Antonio Brown, he's been a selfish bastard. Okay, so he doesn't necessarily do things for the good of mankind.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, all right. So,
I don't think he thinks things through.
Exactly. So do you not think that he went through the meeting, he came out of the meeting apparently unscathed, and he probably has been told by somebody, maybe his own people, Antonio, you won't believe this. I don't think they're going to put you on an exempt list if you get back with the team. All we have to do now is get you on a team.
See, I'm not, that doesn't excite me.
What doesn't excite you?
That his old people are telling him that.
Well, what do you think he's getting this from? What do you think he comes up with the idea?
Where I would
I'm
be
going
excited
to apologize
is if he didn't
to Mr.
get
Kraft.
It from his own people, and what he got it from was Bill. Well, what he got it
Ooh.
From was Tom.
Ooh.
Say, hey, listen, just give the man a public apology.
Tom did like this Instagram
That'll get
post.
You in the door. That'll get you a meeting. Maybe that's all we need here. Let's effing go.
Convince them that it's safe to come back to the drawing board.
That would
right?
excite me more than his people saying, this is what you should be doing. No. No. I want people from Gillette telling him, like, listen, I think there's an opening. I'm telling you, the door's open a little bit, man. All you got to do is just publicly apologize. That's it. And we're going to have you, and we're going to have Sanu, and we're going to have Edelman, Jules.
N'Keal
Harry can just sort of be the fourth guy.
Yeah, where like, he belongs.
Forget about it. It'll be beautiful. We'll kind of move on here. And you can play the last four or five games in the postseason. Get back out there again. Show teams what you can do.
It's more like
that would excite me.
No, it's more likely. No, it's more likely that's what's happening because nobody. He's not sitting there with remorse, sitting there going, "Oh my God, I can't believe how rude I was to Mr.
You think it's more likely that it's coming from Gillette?
Yeah, he brought me in.
You think it's more likely that it's coming from Gillette?
Gillette, or it's coming? It could be coming from. He probably.
I think that's huge. If it's coming from Gillette,
he probably has contact with those guys down there. I mean, we look at it today. So here are the people that liked his Instagram. There's Tom Brady up there. There's Philip Dorsett, Brandon Bolden. How about Julian Edelman, Stephon Gilmore? I don't know about Belichick. Do
so
we know
hold
his
on.
Instagram,
so this was this was this all know. These all these players, right? Current
liked
players,
it.
Leaders, captains,
instantly,
right? Okay, so they all like that apology.
Very quickly.
So, okay, if there is
all
I would
the
say
weapons.
This, if the players actually dictate the mood, the demeanor, the attitude of the team, well, wouldn't this be a team decision? All right, listen, we're going to vote on it. We're going to vote on it. Who thinks it's safe or it's okay to bring Antonio Brown back?
I got it. They're going to reenact the scene in Rudy. And they're all going to walk up to Kraft's office, and they're going to take their jersey off, and they're going to put it on his desk.
You're out of your
one
mind.
By one, and they're going to say, we'd like Antonio back.
Rudy,
here's 12.
Rudy,
we'd like Antonio back.
AB,
24, AB, 32, AB. 30. Just like Rudy.
Well, okay,
I love the scene.
I'm not going that far.
Why not?
But I would
come
say
with me.
You would need a... No, I do think there's going to be a version of that, but I would call it more of a Zero Dark 30 type of Rudy-esque version of that, where they have to do it. Hey, I'm just driving by your house. Hey, oh my God, thanks for the tea. Oh, this is great stuff. Hey, have you seen that Antonio Brown apologized to you? God, I was talking to the guys, and we really hope he gets another shot. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Oh, by the way, here comes Julian Edelman. Yeah, I was just driving by. What's up, walking my dog? What's going on? Hey, you know, wow, Antonio Brown's really changed. I mean, that guy, he could really
Here's
help
the
us,
other
too.
Thing too. By the way,
it's going to have to be that way.
You know, it's like I got a buddy of mine, like I grew up with. He's a lawyer. He said that we're going to have to pay him no matter what. He kind of looked at the case and said, you know, you have to pay him anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, Robbie,
he's pretty
to pay
good,
him anyway.
Too.
I believe, yes, that there might be some influence down there.
You think there's a spark?
I do.
You think
I think
there's a little
there's
bit
a
of a spark?
I think there's a little something.
Oh,
TB.
See, I'm not buying it.
Hey,
I'm not doing it.
Was Tom Brady in a better mood last night with Scratchy?
Yes, he was.
So there might have been a conversation between he and AB, and next thing you know, in the morning, there's an apology.
So you think
there's a little bit of hope? I think Bill Belichick might have texted his ass, hey, don't be afraid to apologize to Robert real quick here.
Yeah, you know, we're almost there. You know, just I'm not telling you what to do, but maybe you should think about just sending out a little something about how nice he is.
This is the reality.
How regrettable
this
it was
is who we
that
are.
You did.
Like, this is who we are. This is the reality. This is what I got to deal with. Hell, they're talking about me being a game manager, not in a positive way. I want to go out and sling it again. I can't sling it unless I got AB.
No
way. I need
way.
Tiptoe Tony. Back out there real quick.
Tiptoe.
Let's go.
Who is Tiptoe Tony?
That's Antonio Brown.
Oh, that's
Brown.
Antonio Brown. That's right. Your kid tell you that?
Yes.
Nice to tell you that?
That's his nickname.
Okay.
Because he's good in the sideline.
I want you to dress in my place, coach.
Yeah.
I don't know. You look at it.
You don't think there's any pushing going on from down there?
Tom Brady was miserable after the game. As bad as we have ever seen him. He was miserable yesterday morning with Greg Hill. Nothing to do with you, Greg.
Or did you guys
or
try
you,
to cheer
Fitzy.
Him up?
Yeah, you guys
Fitzy,
tried.
Try
like,
to give him a hug and a kiss twice.
Tried, it didn't work. Okay,
didn't
he was miserable. I heard him on with Scratchy last night, and I swear to God, and Scratchy, by the way, did a great job. Jim Gray, congratulations. You did a terrific job penetrating
congratulations,
questions.
Congratulations, your balls dropped, Jim.
Yes, exactly.
Jim, you finally realized how to interview somebody.
It was good. And
so
yet,
can you teach guys how to grind, or is that innate?
Exactly.
Does that come from within?
There you go.
So
I mean,
you
those
think,
are good questions.
So
he asked him really good questions, and Tom Brady last night not only answered the questions and did it pretty honestly, I thought, but with a smile. That Tom Brady smile was back. So maybe he got win. Because it certainly isn't Gronk coming back.
Well, I want to. Okay, we got to get to that.
Except
two,
if you want to go to the party, I got to put reservations now for the VIP.
I want to hear some of the Brady and Scratchy because there is something intoxicating about Brady's voice, and it's nothing weird with me, but it's
weird.
It's interesting to see how he handles every single question.
Good and luck the, motoring.
They, see, it's just that those things that
okay,
makes it move.
Plus, there's another thing. I am sensing. You guys may not be sensing. I am sensing something sensing? From Bill Belichick over the last couple days.
What?
I'm sensing something. There's something going on here.
Well, Bill Whisper over here.
Exactly.
The most That's only me. Okay, that's my job.
The most
him and I get that connection.
The most wonderful yet limited time of the year has returned. It's the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. It is here with a flurry of exceptional offers. Visit your local dealer or mbusa.com/winter-event for offer details or to schedule a test drive today. Can I make a prediction for you right here?
I'll make a prediction. AB will be here in 2 weeks.
Go! So we'll throw it out because the last time we did a little poll, people were calling us up, and they were saying, nah, I don't want him back. He's a scumbag. I don't want him back. I don't want him back. So,
liars.
So he has apologized now to Mr. Kraft. And a most sincere apology, I may add, I sincerely apologize to you and the organization.
Maybe we need a football USA team.
There you go.
2 weeks.
Do you want AB back, Patriots Nation? 617-779-7937 to the phone calls coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
Antonio Brown is arguably the best receiver in the world. He comes to New England, and even before he arrived, we heard about impending sexual assault allegations. Did Tom Brady support him going on a team?
Yep.
Yes. Not only that, he welcomed him into his home. Tom Brady has children. Tom Brady has a wife. Do you know how desperate you have to be? If you a brother that's gotten accused of sexual assault, you ain't coming to my house.
Mm-mm.
Oh, hell no. I can say to you, that's how desperate he is to have some level of help.
Stephen A. This morning, desperate. Well, the offense is pretty desperate in all of this, but we talked about it at the time. I don't think Brady thought he was a bad guy. I mean,
I think they go overboard with. And you know what? Not only that, but he welcomed into his home.
He's got keys like where they, his kids live.
Like they try
where
to make,
his kids are sleeping.
They try to make,
Tom Brady has a wife.
I mean, they try to make it like out to be like,
kids
you know,
are in the other bedroom.
Do you know how desperate you have to be?
It's so dramatic. And then he welcomed into his home.
Tom Brady has children.
I mean, Jesus.
His dog. The
guy didn't walk in there with like a freaking or 15 yeah. or something,
you
know, in a machete.
Like he's this like this sex I mean, offender. Oh, I guess he kind of is a sex offender, but not a child sex
not
offender.
Only that,
come on, guys.
He welcomed him into his home
with the children. We get that,
not
Stephen.
Only that, but it's so dramatic.
But it's everything
his
he does.
Dog is there.
Hey, I'll tell you
it's
what.
Not like, it's hey, not Luke? like he and Giselle went out one night and said, hey, AB,
yeah. Can you babysit?
Can you watch the kids?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
cat in the hat.
That's $8 million of drama, right?
But I mean, Brady's
Stephen A's no fool.
Like, Brady's in the house with him.
Yeah.
It's not like he left them alone with Giselle for the weekend. You know what I mean?
Do we all agree that Antonio Brown didn't wake up today and say, oh, I need to repent. I need to really get my life together. I need to apologize to people that I have done wrong. That did not happen today. His history tells you he's extremely selfish, and he only gives a rat's ass about himself. How many people does he owe money to? Okay, he only cares about himself.
What about the timing of it, though?
Right. The timing of it with the team not playing well offensively.
Following the
Tom
meeting.
Brady being pissed off like we have never seen him before. And here's the other one. So the game is over on Sunday. Granted, they won the football game. But Bill Belichick, we have seen him many times after wins be moody, grumpy, two-word answers. And then even worse on Monday over the years, we've seen him on Monday, because he's had an opportunity to look at the film. And even though the final score might have said New England up here and the opponent down here, he's looking at it totally different way and saying, oh, my God, we got problems here, we got problems there. He was cheery yesterday. Lou even got a smile. He was cheery yesterday. He was cheery after the game on Sunday.
Yeah, what is I don't know, Lou.
What is Bill so cheery about this offense? We talked about this offense
yesterday.
I don't think
he's cheery about the
offense at all. Oh, I think he was. He was talking about all three of the phases were blending and working together.
That's just Bill speak. I don't think he was happy with the offense. I think he knows what the offense is. He's not going to trash the offense in answers or questions. Well, I think what he's happy about is that Christian posed a question about how it was that type of game where there weren't many points and it was just you've been in those types before. And honestly, like if you're Bill Belichick, you know, defensive minded guy, they go down the field, they put up 10 and then they don't even move the ball the rest of the game. You have made that in-game adjustment and you have shut down that offense completely. Your defense dominated them. That I think Bill feels good about. Now, he only won 17-10, but he won the football game. And what he saw defensively, to him, he got a little something in his pants. Yeah. He got a little excited about what his defense did.
Yeah, but
that's why I think he was positive about their win. It wasn't because the offense.
Well, why defense all year long, though? We sat here yesterday. What did you call this offense?
Terrible.
Terrible. Yeah. The head coach has a terrible offense.
Oh, according to Christian.
Okay. Well, you don't think he's a good, credible source?
It's okay if you don't. Not a credible source? Lou, it's okay if we disagree.
All right?
No, okay. I'll tell you what. I'll ask you that question later in the show, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, because he'll change. You know.
Go ahead.
I will say this. How about this? Can you at least put this on the table?
What?
That if maybe he looked at the film, and because he mentioned execution. You know, I mentioned, okay, timing, how good, you know, Josh McDaniel's timing is great. And he goes back to execution. Like, every play is great as long as you execute it. Yeah, I don't necessarily believe that, but whatever. Do you think that he probably looks at it and says, wow, that was about as bad as it could get. And if we just do this well, this better, this is going to get better. Did not execute at all. If we execute, maybe we're not terrible. Because I don't think they like their floor is terrible. I also don't think their ceiling is great. I think they could be right in the middle. So when people get pissed off and angry,
well, their floor is terrible.
Well, I don't think what we saw yesterday. I don't think
that's
that
not
what
the floor.
What their floor? Their I guess what their working status, their plateau is not going to be terrible. I think they're going to be right somewhere in the middle.
Basically, where they could saying be they can somewhere only go in the middle.
No, but they only so far because they're never going to be great.
Yep.
They're never, ever going to. If a 10 is great.
Well, they can.
No, they're no, never they going to be a 10. They are always going to be a strong 7.
Tiptoe Tony.
No. You see, again, now you're just bringing in make-believe land. This is imagination land that you live in right now. You can follow the signs. You can sit there and try to believe that Tiptoe Tony is coming back.
I think the timing of it is interesting. He met with the NFL. They met for 8 hours. Everybody knows. We heard about the deposition that he did that was an absolute nightmare, train wreck. Like, you didn't hear any of that coming out of this meeting. To me, that's a positive, right? Because you would have heard if he was a mess in front of the NFL and Roger Goodell. You didn't hear anything. Then the weekend goes on. Brady's, you know, he's watching that football game. He sees Brady after the game. You don't think there was like, hey, TB, you know, Harry good, AB better. Bring me home where I'm supposed to be.
Very like, good. You know, AB better.
You know, you don't think
it's pretty good.
Or you know, AB can fix your problem.
You feel
so,
asleep.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, here comes an apology out of nowhere in the middle of the week.
There's something. There's something behind.
I think
this
there's something tied to it.
He just didn't wake up.
People are trying to get him back.
He did not wake up this morning and suddenly say, I feel so bad about what I said about Kraft. I can't do that. No, somebody is saying to him, getting in his ear and saying, you know what? The meeting with the NFL went well. I don't think they're going to put you on that exempt list. I think they believed you, believe it or not. So maybe
he was.
And maybe there's an opportunity. But there are very few teams that are going to take a shot on you. But you know what? Belichick still likes you. And Brady adores you.
I would say
he
this.
Loves you.
What you know, we've talked about this many times. What is going on with Antonio Brown is unprecedented. Like we've never seen this before.
No, we have not.
You know, we've seen people like Colin Kaepernick who loses their job as a starting quarterback to Blaine Gabbert. you know, and then everybody talks about why he should be starting in the NFL. That even when he was playing in the NFL, wasn't a starter at the tail end of that career. Ray Rice, you know, given what he did, he wasn't good enough to come back. You know, but Kareem Hunt is good enough to come back. And usually talent, if you can help a team win, teams sit there and say, I don't give a rat's ass. I'm bringing him in. And this, as talented as he is arguably the best wide receiver in football. Top three. And he doesn't have a job and hasn't had one for 7 weeks. You don't see that in the NFL. If a team thinks you can help them win, any defensive end, you name it, whatever position, whatever their troubles in the past, if they are still this talented as Antonio Brown is, he's playing in the NFL until he screws up again.
He may be the most talented of all the people that we're rattling the names off and talking
about.
That's
what I'm saying. He's the most talented.
Right, by far.
You've never seen this before.
And you have an offense right now that is sputtering, that needs help. So we throw it out to you. Because I know Patriots Nation flip-flops on this like nothing I've ever seen before, depending on how you feel. He is now apologized to Robert Kraft.
Michelle, the perseverance room.
He's very sorry, okay? He's very sorry to everybody. There's a reason he's doing this, okay? He wants to come back to New England. That's what it's all about. They're going to have to pay him anyway. At least that's what lawyers out there, independent lawyers, think. So do you bring back Antonio Brown? All right, we get to the phone calls and get your 2 cents on it coming up next at 617-779-7937. And Tom Brady, very revealing with Scratchy last night.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian. On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, he's done it. Antonio Brown has said, I'm sorry, Mr. Kraft. I don't know what got in me. I'm sorry. I want to apologize to you, the media, everybody, the organization, all the crap, all the drama, everything I created. Why is he doing it? Huh? Do you want him back? Previous polls depend on where we are, right? And we've gone back and forth. And the last one, because people thought he was kind of a scumbag. Ripping Kraft, bringing up his issues down in Florida. Nobody wanted him back at that point. Let's see if it's flipped, okay? We're a few weeks removed from that. Let's see if it's flipped. Eric is in New Hampshire, first up today. Hey, Eric. Hello, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon.
We're over here.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Thanks
for having me on. Quick question for you. I know that neither one of them are in the league right now, but would you rather have Antonio Brown and his craziness or Colin Kaepernick and his silence?
Antonio Brown and his craziness. That's a no-brainer. Yeah,
we all like
easy,
crazy.
No-brainer.
I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
One helps you win.
I would take A.B. in a heartbeat, even though I don't think that's the biggest problem the Patriots have. I think it's O-line, tight end, fullback in that order. Wiggy caught 10 passes against the Raiders. You can get anybody to catch the ball.
Wow.
Here's the thing. So
it's a dig it. Wiggy was great in that game.
Even if they had the same issues, to your point, like one helps you win right now. I mean, just bumps you up into a whole nother category. The other one is holding a clipboard.
There's nothing for you. Julie's in New Bedford. Hey, Julie.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Julie.
What's up, Julie?
Taking my call. I have been upset since they cut Antonio Brown. I say bring him back. Give Tom Brady what he wants. You know, we gave it a chance with the tweet. Okay, they cut him because of the tweet. But something's not working. So I think if we're doing what's best for the football team, we bring Antonio Brown back.
Well, there you go, Julie. If it's all about doing what's best for the football team, doesn't that trump or shouldn't that trump anything else going on?
Well, murder.
Hey, well, okay. Murder.
Yes.
You know, child abuse.
To me, it is.
Whipping rooms.
It's
and we don't have any proof once, I mean, once they cut him, all these stories and all this drama that he supposedly did, most of it went away. We don't hear about it anymore. So was it a Patriots thing? You know,
yeah.
There's a lot to look at. And let's just give Tom Brady Antonio Brown back because we know that's what he wants.
Give him back. I feel like he's been punished and, like, we took his wubby
yeah.
and we, like, stuck it in some closet somewhere.
We're going on 10 weeks now of Antonio Brown not playing in the NFL. All right? Mm. Arguably the greatest wide receiver in the league. Hasn't 10 games. I mean, if you're the commissioner or if you're Drew Rosenhaus, then you just go to Goodell and say, dude, 10 games. Like, he's been out of the league for 10 games. Like, you know, if you suspended him after week 2 for 10 games, you know, he probably has a job. I mean, you look around. I was looking at some of, like, the suspensions that were given out. You go back, Roethlisberger years ago, right? 6 reduced to 4 for something similar. They just came to a conclusion, right?
Yes.
So they paid off or whatever it was. I saw one. I mean, I don't know, Josh Brent. I don't remember him. Nose tackle in 2014. He got 10 games, like AB. He was violation of the league's personal conduct when he was convicted of manslaughter.
A manslaughter. Okay.
He got 10 games.
That's not funny. Sorry, but
10 just, games.
Why are you laughing at manslaughter?
Well, no, hold on, but Greg, he actually got he got 10 games.
He yes. came back and played.
Okay. Greg Hardy got 10 games.
Yes.
For stemming from a domestic abuse charge, reduced to 4.
And he came back. No.
So, I mean, but then you got Rodney Austin in 2015, a guard, part personal conduct, stemming from a guilty domestic violence charge, 6 games. And you just look at it and you say, okay, Zeke Elliott got 6. We talked about that bogus thing, right? How he was actually, the lady didn't believe the victim, but hey, he still got 6. Josh Brown, remember the kicker?
Yes.
6 games. Okay.
Well, originally wasn't but that. These are, that but was these wait a minute. Originally, are, that was 1.
Right, and they yeah. changed it to 6.
Right.
How about Michael Kendricks? 8 games. Or a guilty plea, insider trading, like a felony.
Okay.
So I understand. What if he just said,
Martha
"Hey,
Stewart did
he's
that.
Missed 10 weeks. You suspended him in effect for effectively
well,
for 10."
But you're saying
weeks.
In effect,
time to go back to football.
Okay. Because to me, there's a difference because really, it's almost like a self-induced suspension. That he's not getting credit for. So he's been suspended in a way, and he hasn't been charged with anything. No ruling has been put down at all, yet he's not in the league based on fear from other teams that you are going to do it.
Right.
So
Ten
in
games.
A way, I guess technically you could say, listen, can you tell all the teams that I've suffered enough? Can you tell all the teams that it worked? Like you scared them off. You threatened them in a way, a roundabout way. You know, so I really did serve a suspension.
I'm just saying, because you know the NFLPA would have gone nuts, right? If he wasn't just cut, if the league did something. We put him on an exempt list for 10 weeks, for 8 weeks.
In
8
reality,
weeks. He would be playing last Sunday night. You know, like,
okay, but,
if
you
suspended him, he'd still be in the league.
Yeah, but
eventually, the suspension's over.
Okay, so it's this make-believe suspension that, he's not getting credit for it.
No.
So I guess you could sit there and say, in a sense, you know, we realize that we did burden you. We did put this air of this stigma. We attached a stigma to you. Well, you did it yourself, but we just had to do it because we got to keep the shield clean. So it has to go. It has to start with Goodell. It has to start with the league. And they need to go bat signal. You guys, he's not going to be on an exempt list. You don't worry about him. We're not going to cut him. I mean, we're not going to force you to cut him. We're not going to put him on the commissioner's exempt list. He's going to be able to play.
I don't understand why the NFL, because they're being unfair to him. You can say he's a scumbag. You can call him whatever you want. And he didn't seem to be the nicest or best citizen out there. But they already sat down the woman and met with her for, what, 10 or 12 hours. They have now met with him. She's filing a civil lawsuit. She is suing him for money. There are no charges against him for any unlawful crime. So what are we doing here? You, the NFL needs to come to a decision. Do we suspend him and maybe lose right? Maybe they look at it and say, you know what? A little shady. It's he said, she said. But he's been out of the league now for how many weeks? Maybe
well, we always hear people say, you know, you pay your penance, right? And 10 weeks. Now he should still have an opportunity to work, right?
Yeah, but the league's got to do that, though. The league's got to, when a team calls up and says, are you going to put Antonio Brown on an exempt list, which I'll guarantee you teams have already done, because there are tons of teams that are interested in this guy because they could use the help at that position. How about the team you just saw this last Sunday, Philadelphia? You don't think they would jump at him? But they want to know, Is he going to be available to play? The league's being unfair to him. So maybe Rosenhaus, maybe his legal lawyer in this situation, is going in there saying, let us know.
Okay,
one way or the other.
Don't,
and maybe the league is telling him, maybe he's getting the word, the league is going to let him play.
Okay.
So now he's got to repair everything.
Imagination land.
Right.
Okay,
that's
so
not imagination land.
It is. Reality is that he has a much better chance signing with another team than he does the Patriots. That bridge has been burned.
Because of
and
Robert?
He did it. Imagine. Okay, so look at all the articles that were written locally and nationally about Robert Kraft based on the fake implication that he was involved in human trafficking. Okay, and then even if we remove that, all the articles were included by the fact that he went to a day spa. So now he brings Antonio Brown back after basically releasing it because he didn't like what he did. And
is he
going to
take heat?
Room.
That's what you're saying.
Oh, is he going to take heat?
Okay.
Oh, right. You don't mean anything you say. I'm never going to believe anything you say. Right. You just care about winning.
You know what the thing is? It's you're absolutely right.
It's not worth it.
If he was to bring back Antonio Brown, people's heads would blow off. Like they would just forget about it. People would be losing their ever-loving mind. They would question Robert Kraft. They would talk about how, you know, they knew they couldn't beat Baltimore and they had to do everything they could. And, you know, if they win it, that doesn't even count. It's an asterisk, you know. But I would say this. That's the narrative if he signs back with New England.
Keep with the butt.
But what if he signed with Baltimore?
Yeah.
Oh. What a great story.
Yep.
Imagine Lamar Jackson throwing to Antonio Brown. He's playing with his cousin.
Yep.
What a beautiful. This is going to be. Wow. They got the best wide receiver in football. Watch out. Oh, no one's going to beat Baltimore now.
Exactly.
Patriots, you got no chance now.
Right.
The narrative would be completely different. Some people would sit there and say, why would Baltimore sign this guy? The majority of people will be excited.
No question.
Because they will stick it to New England.
They
now.
Would move up on the Vegas board team. As the Super Bowl favorite
and people
in
would be
a heart
happy day. For them for signing Antonio Brown.
Right. And what do you think Patriot fans would be like? Miserable.
Yes.
They would be screaming, why didn't we do it? Oh, come on, Robert Kraft.
I know, but it's
so,
too
so
late.
So people are going to call you
know
names or whatever?
It's too
come on.
Late.
I'm not sure it is.
I would say, make a poll out of this one.
How many polls you want?
We got one right now. We have two polls going right now. It's just not going to happen. And it's his own fault.
All right, let's see if they want it to happen. Let's take a poll.
Who's they?
Take a poll.
You people.
Did you call me you
Let
people?
Let me see if
you
people,
you, you people
want him to stay.
All right, Tim's in Brockton. Do you want AB back, Tim?
It's a very good poll.
Of course. Yeah. Pats Nation wants Antonio Brown.
How would you feel if he were playing for the Baltimore Ravens?
I would be very highly upset. Absolutely.
Go.
I want him. We picked him up because of his skills, not his personal life.
Voice of reason right here, Tim Brock.
It sounds well and good. It sounds really easy, but it isn't. It's too late.
No.
You
people
cannot
get personal feelings in the mix.
Put the toothpaste back on the toothbrush.
Listen to
and brush
it's
your
like
teeth.
Identity politics. They don't identify with him, so they don't like him. But I don't care about that. Is he the best receiver in the league right now? Currently,
yes.
Yeah. So that's what I care about. Do we need a receiver? Yeah.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Yeah. Why won't you listen to the people?
The people are irrational.
People have spoken.
And they are completely brainwashed.
Let me
that's
go to Maine.
The problem with
people.
The people
have spoken.
We got a Looch.
And the people of Maine are even more brainwashed.
We got a Looch in Maine. Looch!
How's it going, guys?
Good, Looch.
What up,
how you doing?
Take me to your leader.
Paradise up here in beautiful Maine.
What's up,
hi, boy?
Hey, so I got to say is, what do we have to lose at the end of the day? Like, he's the toothpaste is out of the out of the tube, like you just said. But at the end of the day, it's like we got a guy who we know we can go off and win out the rest of the season and have a great playoff run with. And we have a guy named Mohamed Sanu who we just picked up, and he really hasn't been doing what we really need him. Man, people are saying it's because Brady and them aren't clicking. But at the end of the day, we need someone now who Brady can trust. Brady already loves him. Why not just do it? What do we have to lose?
There's, you know what? I can tell you what.
Nothing.
It would feel weird. I don't think it would feel right. And if Kraft was the one
Kraft
behind
would have
it,
to address
he
the
would,
media.
Yeah, he would have to say something.
Yeah.
And God forbid you go to the Super Bowl. And then how many times are there going to be microphones in front of your face? And then you, Antonio Brown
right.
at media day.
I believe in second chances.
Yeah.
That's why we brought in Josh Gordon. I know he's had some trouble.
He can get around it.
Yeah.
He's good at that. He can get around it.
He's got to have to not care. And I think he cares. I think he cares.
I think he also cares about New England Patriot fans. He loves being loved. He is. He's been a great owner. And you don't think he'll sit there and say, okay, I'm going to take a lot of heat from the national media. They're going to make fun of me. Lou brought up a great proposition, and that is, suppose he goes to Baltimore. What do you think the New England fans are going to be saying with Robert Kraft? Ooh. Because they think he's the one, because Kraft overreacted to that text.
Imagine if you gave that offense a weapon like Antonio with Andrews and the young, his cousin Marquise, with that running game?
I would say it'd be a waste because they don't throw the ball. You want to talk danger? Go to Houston. Now we got business.
Okay.
Now we got tight ends. We got Hopkins. Okay. Antonio Brown.
Another team that will finish ahead of New England.
It's more attention. It's a threat as far as focusing on the running game. And all of a sudden now it's like, okay, well, how do we stop throwing? How do we stop the run? Okay, I think we can figure out how to stop the – they got Antonio Brown now. Oh, damn.
Yeah, but that's not their offense. And he's not that quarterback.
Christian, not the first.
He's not that quarterback.
He's not the first bad guy to be in the league, and he won't be the last bad guy to be in the league.
I disagree with you. I just feel when you really break it down and everything's been done, apologies, statements, everyone's trying to make amends, money was paid out, there are no lawsuits, not even civilly, and then Bill comes and says, you think it's time? He's just saying, are you serious? I can't bring this guy back.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Does anybody really believe that Antonio Brown has thought this up himself and he's doing it on his own and saying, you know what, that was awful what I did to Robert Kraft. What was I thinking of? I now have to go and repent and apologize. Anybody really believe that? No. He was told by somebody, maybe after that meeting, that, you know what, there's still an opportunity in New England. Because that's what he is. He's selfish. He only cares about himself. And here's how you'll find out if Robert Kraft is going to reject this. Because a week from now, what Antonio Brown will do is, I went out of my way. I apologize to the guy. Don't do as good an impression as Lou. I apologize to the guy. I did whatever they asked me to do. I did what I was supposed to do. And they won't even bring me back.
Yeah, but okay.
Because it's not
He's irrational by nature.
Yes.
He's random. Yes. He's reckless. So, no, maybe someone mentioned it to him, but again, an hour from now, there'll be another tweet or an Instagram post that says, screw you, I didn't mean any of it.
I hate you.
I just said that.
I don't think you're going to see that tweet. I think it's the new Antonio.
New and improved Antonio.
I don't know if it came from Rosenhaus. You know, today, you know, I was texting with Bill and he said, it wouldn't hurt.
There's something.
You know, it wouldn't hurt if you apologize to him publicly or, you know, I saw Brady and, you know, Gronk talked to Brady, and he's really down, and Gronk ain't coming back, so he needs something. And I was kind of hoping you'd publicly apologize to Robert. Maybe that would soften it a little bit. Yeah.
Because
he'll be there in 2 weeks.
And if it doesn't work, I said, a week from now, he will go ballistic, and he'll basically say, why did I even do this? So it's not if it's from the heart. He doesn't care about apologizing to Kraft.
The perseverance room.
Yeah, he wants to come back and play. And so he knows this is the way he has to do it. And so you'll find out very quickly, because within a matter of days, he'll come out and say, why did I waste my time doing that? Screw you and everything else. All right. Do you want Antonio Brown back? He's apologized. And all of the Patriots are liking
Everybody makes
on Instagram.
Mistakes.
Ooh, they're liking it.
I'm just reading my app mentions with people commenting on this, and they're all over the place. There are some people who are viciously attacking Antonio Brown.
How dare they?
And then there's other ones we all make mistakes. I mean, there's no middle ground.
There's no middle ground. People make mistakes.
Are you perfect, Christian? You perfect?
The forgiving society.
No. I apologize sincerely to you and your organization. All I wanted to be was an asset to the organization, and it turned out to be an asset.
I want to be a patriot.
Sorry for the bad media. Sorry for all the drama. I thank you sincerely.
I'm sorry.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.